This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKinsey Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKinsey Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. As well as Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealer with full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Samantha and Thomas McCormick appeared in Huron County District Court, where both entered no contest pleas to a single count of lewd and lascivious conduct. The pleas are part of an agreement with prosecution to dismiss a second charge of indecent exposure. Defense attorney Joshua Nushian noted his clients entered the pleas due to a lack of memory regarding the incident. Judge Ferris accepted the pleas after reviewing a Caseville Police Department report, which established a factual basis for the charge. The court has ordered a probation interview for the couple, with sentencing scheduled for September 9th at 9 a.m. A 73-year-old man was taken to a hospital after being struck by a large tree limb in northern Huron County. Port Austin and Kindy Fire Departments, along with Central Huron EMS, responded to the area of M25 east of Helms Road following a report that a tree limb had fallen onto a person. The man was reportedly struck in the chest by a limb estimated to be about 2 feet in diameter. Flight care was initially requested but was canceled a short time later. The man was instead transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. No additional information on his condition was immediately available. And there's a new place in town for four-legged residents to stretch their legs. The new dog park at Wilcox Park in Bad Axe is now open and available for the public to use, giving area dog owners a designated space to let their pets get some exercise and enjoy the outdoors. Construction on the off-leash dog park began in late July after the project received approval from the Bad Axe City Council. While the gates are now open for the dogs and their owners at this time, we've not been able to obtain an official announcement providing a date or details for a formal grand opening ceremony. So while a celebration may still be coming, dog owners don't have to wait for one to begin to use the park. And as people start checking out the new facility, there are a couple of reminders worth keeping in mind. Dogs are a lot like people. They don't automatically get along with everyone they meet. So owners should keep an eye on their dogs, pay attention to the behavior, and respect other animals and their owners. If a dog appears uncomfortable, overly excited, or aggressive around another dog, giving the animal some space can help keep the visit safe and enjoyable for everyone. Owners should also clean up after their pets. Before heading home, take a look around, pick up anything your dog may have left behind, and properly dispose of the waste. Keeping the new park clean will make it a better place for the next dog and owner coming through the gate. The dog park is located at Wilcox Park on Whitlam Street in Bad Axe. The project brings to life an idea that's been discussed locally for more than a decade. Bad Axe officials were considering Wilcox Park as a possible location for the dog park as far back as 2014, and subsequent community recreation planning continued to show public interest in having a dedicated dog park. Now, after years of discussion, Bad Axe dogs finally have a park of their very own. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Brighten up your style and receive a free bracelet from Pandora at McKinsey Jewelers at the north side of Bad Axe. Shop Mackenzie Jewelers' vast Pandora collection. Spend $135 or more on Pandora jewelry and receive a free bracelet up to $100 value. Unlock even more choices when you spend $250 or more in Pandora jewelry and receive a free Pandora bracelet up to $180 value. Offers valid now through Tuesday, September 8th. This is a great time to purchase Pandora for gift giving for the special ones on your list, or treat yourself and add more Pandora to your jewelry collection. Mackenzie Jewelers is located in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe. Free bracelet with qualifying purchase available August 20th through September 8th, while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See Mackenzie Jewelers for details.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. A rapidly spreading wildfire, dubbed the Hawk Fire, pushed through dry brush and steep terrain outside Reno, Nevada, forcing thousands of residents to execute immediate evacuation orders. High wind gusts and dangerously low humidity levels caused the flames to leap across containment lines overnight, rapidly threatening suburban neighborhoods on the outskirts of the city. Emergency responders have established multiple relief shelters at local schools, while air tankers work continuously to drop fire retardant along the perimeter. Local forestry officials report that extreme weather conditions are severely hindering ground crews from establishing a secure barrier. Red flag warnings remain active across western Nevada as dry lightning and erratic wind patterns are forecast to persist through Tuesday. Municipal authorities are urging residents in adjacent districts to prepare go bags and stay updated on emergency alert channels as containment efforts continue around the clock. And the U.S. government has enacted a new package of strict economic sanctions against Iran, targeting the nation's remaining international financial channels and commercial export networks. Dubbed by the administration officials as an aggressive campaign of economic isolation, the measures restrict foreign banking institutions from clearing transactions tied to Iranian state entities. Reports from inside Tehran indicate that the sudden escalation in economic pressure is already impacting local currency values and sharply causing spikes in consumer food prices. Iranian state officials denounce the move as illegal unilateral warfare and warn that such aggressive sanctions will permanently damage diplomatic avenues. International trade experts warn that strict enforcement could disrupt broader regional supply chains. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Mackenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. As well as Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with full line service department.
Hey, Tyler Hansen here with Al Hansen Motors. It's time to score big on a premium used vehicle from Al Hansen Motors. Football season is on its way, but the deals at Al Hansen Motors are happening now. And remember, every vehicle in our regular inventory comes with a free in-house powertrain warranty. The first is a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, automatic brights, lane keep assist, power lift gate, and more. It has 23,000 miles and we're asking $22,780. Need a third row SUV? We have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's all-wheel drive, has a naturally aspirated 3.6 V6, remote start, power lift gate, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and more. It has 93,000 miles and we're asking $23,480. And if you need to save at the pump, we have two gas savers for you. The first is a 2023 Chevy Malibu LT. Heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, and up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 54,000 miles and we're asking $18,980. And wrapping up this week, I have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's fully loaded and gets up to 30 miles per gallon. With 41,000 miles, we're asking $16,580.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.